This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The last 10 nights of Ramadan, subhanAllah. What dua can we make therein? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered this question for us. When Allah forgives you, it's foolproof. When He forgives you, the ground upon which you made the sin, the ground's made to forget. It's effaced, it's obliterated. The angel that recorded the sin is made to forget. The ink that recorded the sin is lifted. When you meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah, you meet Him as if you never did the sin in the first place. La ilaha illallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin in the name of Allah and we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love you all for the sake of Allah, and I welcome you all to our Ramadan series, another episode therein. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, subhanAllah. What dua can we make therein? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered this question for us. And it was a question actually asked to him by his beloved wife, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiyallahu anha. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Messenger of Allah, if I feel this confidence, I'm going to paraphrase the narration to make it more palatable to you all, if I feel this experience that tonight is the night, meaning the night of power is actually happening, I'm living through it, what should I say? He said to her sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Oh Allah, you are the one who loves to, I'm going to use the Arabic word, عَفُو, because I'm going to explain it further just now. It's normally translated as forgiveness, but it means more than that. You love to forgive, right? But it means more than that. I'll explain that just now. فَعْفُ عَنِّي. So, shower upon me this عَفُو. Now, when I first learnt about this narration, or perhaps some time after, I was contemplating that subhanAllah, Aisha radiallahu anha was such a dedicated, special worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's in the month of Ramadan. She's worshipping Allah throughout Ramadan. She's been amazing. And she was amazing in her sadaqah as well. And then the last 10 nights of Ramadan arrives. And she asked the Prophet this question, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, you know what? You've been amazing, but if you want some special advice, for these last 10 nights, especially when you feel you're living through Laylatul Qadr, go ask Allah to forgive you. Go ask Allah to give you this afu. SubhanAllah. She hasn't been sinning. She hasn't been sinning. And there's so many things she could ask for. But he said, keep on asking Allah to shower upon you this afu. La ilaha illallah. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, what is al-afu? Al-afu is not just forgiveness. It's not just forgiveness. Forgiveness is from the realm of ghafara, another term in the Arabic language. And ghafara, words upon the scale, denote a covering. A covering. And that's why a helmet, when a motorcyclist is riding, they wear a helmet. In the Arabic language, it's called a mighfara. You see, mighfara has the letters ghafara in it. A head covering. It's a covering that protects you. Forgiveness is connected to that these root letters, ghafara, because when you sin, it has a consequence. Allah covers your sin and protects you from the consequence. That is ghafara and maghfira. Al-afu is something deeper, subhanAllah. And our scholars, they teach us that this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-afu, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in this hadith, Allahumma innaka afuun, oh Allah, you are al-afu. تُحِبُّ الْعَفُوُ. You love showering upon us the consequence, the result of you being al-afu. فَعْفُ عَنِّي. So shower upon me this result and consequence of you being al-afu. I'm deliberately keeping it vague because I will get to al-afu just now. That Allah is al-afu. This name of Allah is a qualifying name. Why? Because it furthers our understanding, it qualifies our understanding of just how Allah forgives. SubhanAllah. You see, You might think that I have sinned, Allah has covered it. What if it gets uncovered? The angels wrote it, so they know about it. The world around us witnessed it. So the world around us, the birds, the insects, right? The air, right? The sun, whatever was around us when we did the sin. These were witnesses. It's covered, but what if it gets uncovered? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviates this worry for his slave and says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-afu. Al-afu refers to the one who doesn't just forgive you, but he obliterates the sin. He blows it out of existence. La ilaha illallah. This is what Aisha radiallahu anha is being told to ask Allah for during the last 10 nights of Ramadan especially. That Ya Allah, and now I'm going to give you the translation of his name, Al-Afu, and the term Al-Afu. That Ya Allah, you are the one who loves to efface and obliterate our sins. So efface and obliterate our sins. What does this mean? This means when you sin, Allah forgives you, or he covers your sin, a perfect covering. A covering that cannot be uncovered. Even if it's in the knowledge of somebody, Allah will cover it and it will not be uncovered. They will not remember it again. This is the forgiveness he showers upon you, my dear brother and sister in Islam. You see, let's say you delete something on your computer. You did some sin on your computer. You deleted it. Right? You might say, I can get rid of it. I'm going to delete it. It's gone. I'm going to delete it. Who's going to find it? Well, you know, when you delete it, it goes to that thing called the recycle bin. Someone can go to the recycle bin and find your sin. Well, let's say you say, I'm a bit more advanced than that. A bit more advanced. I can delete it from the recycle bin. I press control and delete. I'm a bit more advanced. So they won't find it in the recycle bin. Well, guess what? Someone who is a computer expert can find it on your hard disk. Because it doesn't mean that you've deleted that, it's just disappeared. All it means is the sector on your hard disk has now been reopened for more information to be saved over that information. But the original information is there, the software that can pull it out. Wow, maybe you didn't know this, huh? Well, let's say somebody says, you know, I'm a bit more advanced in my computer skills, right? There's something called a low-level format. You go into the BIOS of the computer, you don't even need to go into Windows, you access the underlying operating system and you format, low-level format, the hard disk so that the hard disk is returned back to the day it was born when the manufacturer created it. And this is particularly with the older hard disks, of course, that had this metallic platter with read-write disks over it and it would access information. Now, let's say you did this. Well, this is very good. This really, really covers things up. But read-write heads could only cover a certain segment of the hard disk during the low-level format process, which means what? Which means there will be chatter at the edges of the hard disk that if some bored analyst wanted to, he would sit down with this chatter and he may piece together ideas of what you used to do when you used to use the computer. So it's not foolproof, subhanAllah. It's not foolproof. And today with computers and cloud systems and your information being shared onto clouds and you don't know what's there and what isn't there, you think you've told your phone not to record the different places you've gone to, but the cloud is recording it. Google Maps is capturing it perhaps, right? Or is it the Apple Maps, whatever system you're using? The point is, it's not foolproof. But when Allah forgives you, it's foolproof. When He forgives you, the ground upon which you made this sin, the ground's made to forget. It's effaced, it's obliterated. The angel that recorded the sin is made to forget. The ink that recorded the sin is lifted. When you meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah, you meet Him as if you never did the sin in the first place. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you love to obliterate the sins of your slaves. Efface them. Obliterate and efface our sins. Ameen. Remember this dua during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.